This is the parallax for Friday, March 13, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with escalating military tensions in the Middle East. A U.S. Air Force KC-135 refueling tanker crashed in western Iraq on Thursday during ongoing operations against Iran. U.S. Central Command announced rescue efforts were underway. Though the incident marks a significant escalation in what is now a two-week-old conflict that has already cost the U.S. an estimated $11.3 billion. The coverage diverges sharply on key details. The Washington Examiner reports that Central Command confirmed the loss and that rescue operations are underway. However, Zero Hedge emphasizes Iran's claim that the aircraft was downed with all crew casualties, while the Islamic Resistance in Iraq claimed responsibility for the shootdown. Al Jazeera, meanwhile, reports the incident with a note that no deaths have been confirmed so far. These different framings reflect a broader challenge in this conflict. Separating verified facts from claims made by parties with clear incentives to exaggerate or downplay events. Turning to domestic security threats, we saw two separate attacks on American communities on Thursday that are now being investigated as terrorism. At Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, a gunman opened fire, killing one person and injuring two others before being fatally shot by students and security. The suspect was identified as Mohammed Baylor Jallo, a 36-year-old former National Guard soldier. The Guardian frames this through Jallo's 2016 conviction for attempting to provide material support to ISIS, while the Daily Wire emphasizes that he had discussed plans to carry out a Fort Hood-style attack with a government informant. The victim was Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Shaw, an instructor at the university. In related news, an armed suspect rammed a vehicle into Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield Township, Michigan, on Thursday afternoon before being killed by security officers. The FBI is investigating this as a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. The suspect was a 41-year-old naturalized U.S. citizen born in Lebanon. The Guardian and Washington Examiner both covered the security response, while Axios focused on identifying the suspect's background. Moving to the international stage, France has reported casualties in the expanding conflict. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that one French soldier was killed and several others wounded in a drone attack on a joint French-Kurdish military base in northern Iraq. The troops were engaged in counterterrorism training when the attack occurred. Al Jazeera reported Macron's condemnation of the strike as unacceptable, while the Washington Examiner provided details on the nature of the training activities disrupted by the attack. Meanwhile, Iran's newly appointed Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei issued his first public statement, vowing to block the Strait of Hormuz and continue targeting U.S. military bases in the region. Notably, the message came as a written statement rather than a video address, fueling speculation about his safety. The BBC and Axios both covered these threats directly. However, there's significant ambiguity in Iran's actual intentions. Newsmax reported that Iran's UN ambassador simultaneously told reporters that Tehran will not close the strategic waterway, but has the right to secure it, creating contradictory messaging that may reflect either intentional strategic ambiguity or confusion within Iran's leadership. The global economic consequences are already materializing. Oil prices have surpassed $100 per barrel for the second time this week as Iran's effective blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and strikes on energy infrastructure create what the International Energy Agency describes as the largest supply disruption in history. Bloomberg, Al Jazeera, and The Guardian all documented oil trading above $100, with tanker traffic near halting and several Gulf nations invoking force majeure clauses on shipments. Average U.S. gasoline prices have reached $3.60 per gallon, and economists are warning of potential stagflationary effects on the global economy. Stock markets have extended losses as geopolitical tensions combine with elevated oil prices and inflation concerns. Bloomberg reported that U.S. Treasury volatility surged to a nine-month high as investors reassess risk amid the conflict and changing expectations for the Federal Reserve's policy path. European markets face particular pressure from the energy crisis, while Asian markets struggle with currency volatility driven by Middle East concerns. That's the parallax for Friday, March 13. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.